Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the final additional minisode for the Halloween season. And thank you for all of the positive feedback regarding these additional minisodes. It is something we may look to continue into season 18, but for now, this is the last one of season 17. Personally, I've loved the challenge of trying to get my creative juices flowing to write something in a way which matches the dark paranormal theme. As a fan of the paranormal, obviously, I enjoy the fact I'm very privileged I get to receive all of your fascinating experiences, and that I get the pleasure of reading them to our listeners. But I've found that by doing these extra minisodes, I've really enjoyed doing what I used to do, which was simply hearing about a subject and then doing research myself. The challenge, as I say, not being a writer, is to put that in a format which, hopefully, plays well to your ears. And genuinely, I do think there's a place for this type of episode within the family of the dark paranormal. Episodes about places that you may have heard of, you may not, and even if you have heard of, you may not know some of the details that are revealed within that episode. For example, we've had an email from one of our wonderful listeners in Ireland who's never heard of Lepp Castle, and they're now planning a visit there. So I do think it's a good thing, this constant sharing of anything of interest, especially in the realm of the paranormal, and especially so in one of these bite-sized 15 to 20 minute episodes. And on the subject of which, last week we visited Lepp Castle, and this week we're going to take a visit to the shores of Loch Ness. And before anyone thinks we're going to start delving into the mysteries of the Loch Ness Monster, no. But we are going to be discussing someone of equal notoriety and mysteriousness, although only part of this narrative contains that individual. So join me as we now head north from where I am to Loch Ness itself. A place, as we know, where we allegedly have a monster sat there living in the lake, and on the lakeside, a place of much less renown, which at one time housed someone who people referred to as a monster, or indeed, the wickedest man on earth. Perched on the mist-covered banks of Loch Ness, Beleskan House once stood, and will stand again, as a resilient sentinel to the centuries of dark lore and enigmatic history. The Scottish Highlands, with their rugged landscapes and ancient legends, have long been a cradle for the supernatural. Yet, few tales are as chilling or as enduring as the haunting of Beleskan House, a place where history and the other world seem to intertwine. Unsurprisingly, I suppose, the house itself was built on ashes. Constructed around 1760, Beleskan House was initially a hunting lodge for the Fraser clan. Its location was both idyllic and isolated. It offered sweeping views of the loch, and the surrounding hills. However, beneath that peaceful, serene facade lay a foundation steeped in rumor, myth, and tragedy. You see, a local legend whispers that Boleskine House was built upon the scorched remains of an old church. And according to the tale, the church caught fire during a service. The parishioners would all head en masse for the doors, but for some reason, they simply wouldn't open. Despite all of the kicking and hammering of this mass of humanity against these simple wooden doors, they wouldn't budge, and all of the parishioners perished in the fire. This horrifying incident left an indelible mark on that land, some claiming that the souls of the unfortunate still linger in the land, unable to find peace. However, it should be noted, historical records of such a church fire are scarce, to say the least. But the story persists, passed down from generation to generation of locals. The very ground upon which Boleskine House stands is said to be tainted, a nexus of sorrow and unrest. This grim foundation would set the stage for the dark events that would later envelop the entire estate. In 1899, Boleskine House caught the eye of one Aleister Crowley, the infamous occultist and ceremonial magician, who would be labelled all over the media as the wickedest man in the world, long before anyone else found out about him through him appearing in the background of the Sgt. Pepper album. And if you're looking for a huge rabbit hole to be lost in, I would suggest looking at the inclusion of Aleister Crowley on the Sgt. Pepper cover. But back to Crowley and Boleskine. Crowley was drawn to the site because he deemed it to be the ideal location to attempt his most ambitious ritual to date. A piece of dark magic so dark and requiring so much effort and consistency, the number of people who have completed the ritual are exceptionally hard to find. And we're talking about the sacred magic of Abramelin the Mage. This ritual, derived from a 15th century grimoire, is intended to invoke one's holy guardian angel. A monumental task that requires 6 months of rigorous preparation, purification, and isolation. The process also involved summoning and binding a host of demonic entities, a dangerous endeavor that demanded absolute focus and unbroken concentration. To give an indication of how dangerous this particular ritual is, we have spoken in the past about the Lesser Key of Solomon and the Ars Goetia, basically an instruction manual to conjure up one of the demons that was sealed in a brass vial by King Solomon. And within that guidebook, for want of a better phrase, it does explain that you need to be exceptionally careful when trying to conjure one of these demons, because the moment they think they have you, they will have you. And we're talking about conjuring one demon. For the Abramelin ritual, it required Crowley to conjure a number of these demons and bind them. And as the binding process is largely based on your belief the binding process is working, you need to be on top form for a number of weeks, nay months, in that belief system. Because if it wavers, you suddenly are facing a number of demons you've conjured. But for the Abramelin ritual, it's vital that you have these creatures there so you can conjure your own holy guardian angel. Crowley immersed himself in the ritual with fervent dedication. He transformed Boleskine House into a temple. He would conduct the ceremonies at the precise times, adhering strictly to every minuscule detail of the grimoire's instructions. However, depending on which story you listen to or believe in. Partway through the process, Crowley was either abruptly called to Paris by his mentor, Samuel Liddell MacGregor Mathers, to assist in internal disputes within their occult organization, the now infamous Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn, or he conjured something so traumatizing and damned, he fled to Paris when the entity made itself known. Whichever story or narrative you go with, one thing is factual. Crowley left Beleskin House with the ritual of Abramelin unfinished. Crowley departed without performing the necessary banishing rites to dispel the entities he had summoned. And this negligence, intentional or otherwise, is said to have had dire consequences. Locals began reporting strange occurrences, inexplicable accidents, sudden deaths of livestock, and an overall pervasive sense of unease that seemed to settle over the entire area. Central to the haunting of Beleskin House is the manifestation of a primordial spirit, a force neither human nor demonic, embodying, like at Lepp Castle, the raw energies of nature. Primordial spirits are often associated, like elementals, with specific elements like earth, air, water, fire. But in this case, the entity seemed to defy categorization, excluding a malevolent presence that defied understanding. Residents and visitors all recounted harrowing experiences. Servants would quit abruptly, citing unseen forces that would torment them. Guests would report waking in the night to find shadowy figures looming over their beds, only to vanish when confronted. Disembodied footsteps echoed through empty hallways, and doors would slam shut without any apparent cause. In one particularly chilling account, a housemaid who, whilst cleaning one of the rooms, gazed into a mirror and didn't see her own reflection, but a grotesque, shadowy version of herself staring back at her. Paralyzed with fear, she could only watch as this ghastly doppelganger reached out her arm through the mirror, its form appearing to distort the very air around it. She ran from the house and never returned. In the early 70s, Beleskin House found a new owner, Jimmy Page. Yes, the Jimmy Page, the legendary guitarist of Led Zeppelin. He is, in fact, an avid collector of occult artifacts and a longtime admirer of Crowley. And to anyone that surprises, musicians and the occult sometimes do go hand in hand. We've mentioned Crowley appearing on the Sgt. Pepper cover. The one that really got me was the pop duo Hall & Oates. Daryl Hall is an avid Crowley enthusiast, and his first solo album, Sacred Songs, was produced by Robert Fripp, another occultist from King Crimson. On the cover of the album, Hall is replicating the hand gestures done by Baphomet, which symbolise as above, so below. But back to Page and Beleskin, and obviously, being in Led Zeppelin, you can't really stay in a house. He spent very little time there, entrusting the property to his friend, Malcolm Dent. I want to take a quick break to talk to you about Rosetta Stone. Now, there are two languages I want to learn, French and Italian, and I can do both on Rosetta Stone. Why did I want to learn them? I started to feel slightly embarrassed when I realized I only know one language. When you go over to Europe, the majority of people you run into will speak their native language and English. So I tried a good few of the language learning apps, and then I came to Rosetta Stone, and it was night and day. Unlike other apps, you're not charged per language, and you will learn those languages fast. It immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translations. You have to speak, listen, and think in the language. And although many apps have speech recognition, Rosetta Stone has true accent, a feature which gives feedback on your pronunciation, and you can learn at your convenience. I use the app, you may prefer the desktop. And value for money-wise, think how much it would cost to be on a course or a one-to-one tuition. Well, today Rosetta Stone is offering you 50% off a lifetime membership to those 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. And Dark Paranormal listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off by visiting rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, for your kids, and your retirement. If you're anything like me, you would have believed you need a degree or you need some expert knowledge and a load of money before you invest, but it's just not true. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with your spare change. Acorns recommend an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals. They then automatically invest your money for you. And now Acorns is putting their money into your future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. And that's extra money for your retirement. Acorns has allowed me to look back at my past at times when I've thought, investment isn't for people like me. And although now I'm a huge fan of Acorns, I just wish they existed 25 years ago when I first started earning money. Because by having the wrong perception that investment isn't for people like me, I've not given my money the chance to grow. But that's something, even at this point in life, I'm going to make right. So why don't you head over to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsements. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Dent, a skeptic by nature, soon found himself confronted with paranormal phenomena his skeptical mind simply could not explain. He described nights filled with strange noises, scratching sounds coming from empty rooms, inexplicable gusts of cold wind, and the unsettling sensation of being watched. On one occasion, Dent awoke to the sound of heavy breathing outside his bedroom door. Gathering up his courage, he crept to the door, and when he swung that door open, it was empty, except for the silence in the hallway. But Dent's most terrifying experience involved his young daughter, who one night awoke screaming, claiming that a big, scary man had been in her room. Now, despite an exhaustive search, no one was ever found. But these incidents reinforced the belief that some primordial spirit, or perhaps multiple entities, continued to haunt Beleskin. In December 2015, tragedy struck once more, when a devastating fire engulfed Beleskin House, reducing the majority of it to ashes. The cause of the blaze remains a mystery. Some speculate it was a culmination of dark energies, which had long plagued the area. The fire was almost symbolic. A cleansing by flame of a place steeped in such shadow. Yet, even in its ruined state, Beleskin House continued to draw interest. Efforts have been made and are currently underway to restore the property, and paranormal investigators still flock to the site, hoping to catch evidence of either something which has been there long before their arrival or something Crowley has conjured up. Some theorists suggest that the thing that is there is a manifestation of the residual energies left behind by Crowley's unfinished ritual. Without the proper banishment, the summoned entities could have merged, maybe with the natural energy of the land, creating some hybrid force that defies conventional understanding. Others believe the spirit predates Crowley, a guardian, or maybe a curse, tied to the tragic church fire that supposedly occurred centuries before. Regardless of its origins, the being embodies the fears and uncertainties that have haunted humanity for millennia. It represents our lurking in the shadows fear, the inexplicable phenomena that defy logic and reason. And its presence at Beleskin House serves as a chilling reminder of the potential consequences of tampering with forces beyond even alleged magicians' comprehension. It truly is a place between worlds. Beleskin House occupies a very unique space, a physical location where history, legend, and the supernatural all converge. It's not so much just a story about a haunted house on the shores of Loch Ness, but about the enduring allure of the occult and the dangers that can accompany the pursuit of alleged forbidden knowledge. The house's remote setting amplifies the mystique. The Scottish Highlands, the fog, the ancient landscapes, they all favour the sceptical argument that this could be the product of overactive imaginations. But for now, Beleskin House stands as both a relic and an enigma, a place where the boundaries between the seen and unseen blur. Its legend will always endure, whispered amongst locals and debated by sceptics and believers alike. But in the end, the true essence of Beleskin House doesn't lie in definitive answers, but in those shadows that provoke us to question the nature of reality itself. Beleskin House is currently under renovation, I believe, to become a tourist attraction. So who knows, one day, you may find out yourself exactly what lays there. But until Wednesday, yes, Halloween, it's very fortunate our listener minisode falls on that date. But till then, stay safe and take care.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.